Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out the program talking about upcoming programming at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. You can always get more information about what's going on there by calling 919-996-8700. Currently going on through December 24th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical. Broadway Series South and the beloved TV classic soar off the screen and onto the stage this holiday season. Come see all your favorite characters from the special, including Santa and, of course, Mrs. Claus, Hermie the Elf, Bumble the Abominable Snow Monster, Clarice, Yukon Cornelius, and, of course, Rudolph, as they come to life. It's an adventure that teaches us that what makes you different can be what makes you special. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Also, Duke Energy Center, December 6th through the 10th, it's A Christmas Carol, Ira David Wood III's beloved musical comedy, celebrates its 43rd year this year. The show has been performed annually since 1974. And has been named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Cited as one of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history, with over a million people having experienced the magic of A Christmas Carol throughout the years, and the show regularly sells out. Saturday, December 9th, Lauren Kennedy Theater Raleigh. This is at Kennedy Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, December 9 and 10, Raleigh Ringers 2017 Holiday Concert. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. December 12th, that's a Tuesday, North Carolina Master Chorale, The Joy of the Season. Delight in the sounds of the season with the North Carolina Master Chorale's popular and festive holiday concert. The 170-voice chorale and the North Carolina Chamber Choir are joined by Brass Choir in a program featuring familiar carols, contemporary selections, and John Rutter's beloved Gloria. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, December 13th, it's Kansas. America's preeminent progressive rock band Kansas is celebrating the 40th anniversary of their breakthrough album, Left Overture. To celebrate for the first time in history, the band will be performing the album in its entirety. The tour will showcase 2 hours of classic Kansas music, including hit songs, deep cuts, along with new songs from their recent album release, The Prelude Implicit. This is at Memorial Auditorium, 8 o'clock on Wednesday, December 13th. Also on the 13th, Tig Notaro, a comedian, actor, and writer originally from Mississippi, who Rolling Stone named one of the 50 best stand-up comics of all time. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. December 15th through the 24th, Nutcracker. Of course, this is from Carolina Ballet, Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, December 15 and 16, Christmas with the Calloway Sisters, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Tony-nominated Broadway stars and sisters Liz Calloway and Ann Hampton Calloway share a joyous holiday pop celebration with family favorites, including the Christmas song, Joy to the World, Silent Night, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and many, many more. Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, also December 15 and 16. Oh, What a Holy Night. Theater Raleigh, Kennedy Theater, 8 p.m. both nights. Thursday, December 21st, Russian Christmas. This is Triangle Brass Band at Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Sunday, December 31st, of course, that's New Year's Eve. The celebration there is North Carolina Symphony introduces a brand new show to welcome 2018. Ring in the new year in style with the unparalleled sound of a full symphony orchestra. Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. All right, moving on to Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, course through January 14th. The ever-popular North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. This is from 6 to 10 each night. Closed on Mondays except for December 25th and January 1st. Booth Amphitheater will once again be transformed into a magnificent setting when the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival returns this holiday season. The festival will include more than 20 displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. Tickets, kids 2 and under, are free, no ticket required. Ages 3 to 17, $10, and adults 18 plus, the tickets are $15. And the tickets are date-specific. Pets, weapons, food and beverages, and drones are not permitted. All right, here's the lineup from Raleigh Little Theater. Now through December 17th, it's Cinderella, a holiday musical, of course. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. January 12th through the 28th, and of course we're talking about 2018, What We're Up Against. Set in a highly competitive architecture firm, this play is an explosive and hilarious look at the complicated battle of the sexes raging across cubicle land. We've got an advisory. What We're Up Against is recommended for mature audiences and features adult language. Parental guidance is suggested. January 14th, Triangle African American Theater Preview. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African-American theater in the Triangle. The Triangle Friends of African-American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African-American plays and musicals that will hit the stages in this area in 2018. Tickets are $15. Then the rest of the season, February 9th through the 25th, Little Shop of Horrors. March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk, the musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. And May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done, Sign My Name. Also, June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. All performances are wheelchair accessible. An audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. Switching gears a little bit, let's go see what's at Lincoln Theater in the upcoming weeks. Of course, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Thursday, December 7th, Who's Hat Is This, featuring members of the Tedeschi Trucks Band, 8 o'clock. Friday, December 8th, Old Habits with Old Man Wicket, that's at 9. Saturday, December 9th, QDR's Christmas Wish with Granger Smith and Brooke Eden, that's at 9. Sunday, December 10th, Shooter Jennings and Jason Boland, that's at 8. Also at 8 on Tuesday, December 12th, Jake Bug. Wednesday, December 13th, Chatham County Line Electric at 9. Friday, December 15th, Band Together Holiday Bash with the Connells, Space Mullet, and Surrender Human. Saturday, December 16th, Yarn along with Dune Dogs at 8. And then Sunday, December 17th, Asheville Holiday Hang featuring Town Mountain and Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters. That's at 8 o'clock. Moving on to another club, this one, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. And then one that's noted right off the bat, Wednesday, December 6th, it's Chevelle. Concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, December 9th, the Revivalists. Friday, January 12th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Trial by Fire. It's a Journey tribute. Friday, January 19th, it's Jekyll. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, December 6th, Jimmy Meets Funk. Roosevelt Collier paying homage to Jimi Hendrix. Thursday, December 7th, local band, local beer, Down by Five, Pseudo Cowboys, and I Am Maddox. Friday, December 8th, Lowbrow, Jump Mountain, and Sunroom Salvation starts at 7:30. Saturday, December 9th, Sonny Ledford. Sunday, December 10th, All You Need Is Love, a benefit for Ashley. This is from 12:30 to 6. Monday, December 11th, New Madrid plus David Barbie and Inward Dream Ebb. Wednesday, December 13th, Starbird. Thursday, December 14th, local band Local Beer with Nuclear Honey. Onward Soldiers, Layers, presented by Kristen Abigail Collective and Oak and Dagger. December 15th, which is a Friday, Funk You and Litz. Saturday, December 16th, Better Off Dead, a tribute to the Grateful Dead. And then Sunday, December 17th, Vintage Pistol starts at 8 o'clock. Okay, taking a look at Christmas 2017. Here at the Triangle Radio Reading Service, we know there are dozens and dozens of Christmas events occurring throughout the Triangle. I would love to highlight all of those events, ranging from parades, tree lighting ceremonies, special visits with Santa, religious Christmas events, Christmas concerts, and the list goes on and on. However, that listing of Christmas holiday events would be a long one, and I'd be disappointed, and so would you, if I were to miss a special event that you and your family are interested in attending. So, to cover all the bases, I've determined it is best that I just let you know to check with your local organizations, charities, churches, and local government offices about events being held throughout the Christmas season in your area. All right. The Clayton Center box office phone number is 919-553-1737. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Once again, the first one is one of those unless noted. Sunday, December 3rd, The Nutcracker presented by Tippy Toes Dance Studio at 7. Friday, December 8th, Celtic Tenors. Celebrate the holidays with your family and friends and our favorite Irishmen as they entertain you with skillful and artistic renditions of Irish folk standards, fun and energetic pop favorites, and classic Christmas tunes. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $28 plus taxes and fees. Saturday, December 16th, Johnston County Chorale Holiday Concert. Performances at 2 and 7. Friday, January 12th at the Clayton Center, Huggy Lowdown, presented by Sinclair Entertainment. This new year, locals will laugh their hearts out with comedians Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul, along with Tony Woods. It's the Bama of the City Tour 2018. Huggy is a Washington, D.C.-based comedian and radio personality who does a daily take on celebrities and gossip on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Chris Paul is a stand-up comedian and regular contributor to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. He's been featured on Comedy Central and BET. And Tony Woods, who was born in North Carolina, raised in the D.C. area, Woods kicked off his career as an original member of Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam on HBO and P. Diddy's Bad Boys of Comedy. He's an all-around veteran and a one-of-a-kind comic. The tickets for this event, $35. Again, that's Friday, January 12th. Friday, February 9th, after the I Do's Couple Game Show. This is at 7:30. The tickets are $20. Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events 7:30 unless noted. Thursday, December 7th, Holly Springs Community Band presents Happy Holidays. Saturday, December 9th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Cooler and Cooler. Then we move into the new year, Friday, January 12th, the Sting Police. As you might expect, this group pays tribute to the musical legacy of the Police and the solo music career of Sting. Friday, January 19th, Clean Comedy with John Feltz and Ross Bennett at 7. Then, at 9, there's the adult comedy version of that same show. Thursday through Saturday, January 25th through the 27th, and then there were none. All right, we've got a few music festivals to talk about from around the state. December 14th through the 16th, a bluegrass kind of Christmas. This is in Raleigh. The promoter behind September's Bluegrass Island Festival in Manteo started this festival last year with a lineup of 15 acts plus 12 of tomorrow's bluegrass stars. The hotel-based show also presented workshops, vendors, and late-night jamming. Balsam Range hosts this event. Festival site is Hilton North Raleigh Midtown. December 16th, it's the Winter Music Fest. This is held in Morganton. January 5th and 6th, the annual event of Elvis Fest. This is in Chapel Hill at Cat's Cradle. And then January 12th through the 14th, Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend. This is at the Omni Grove Park Inn in Asheville. Okay, North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Sunday, December 10th. It is a holiday concert featuring the Raleigh Flute Choir. Start your holiday season with a flourish as the Flute Choir presents its 30th annual concert at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Enjoy creative arrangements of holiday favorites and original compositions. The Chamber Ensemble features 9 professional flutists, or flautists, I'm not sure. Anyway, performing on a range of instruments from the piccolo to the 8-foot contrabass. The concert starts at 3 o'clock. And, of course, the Sights and Sounds concert series is back with all events starting at 2 p.m. on Sundays, unless noted. And there are 5 of them coming up, all starting, there was one in November, and we're going to have those 5. They start in January. Isosceles String Quartet, January 21st, February 11th, Duchamp and McKenzie Duo, March 18th, American Chamber Players, and there are also dates in May, the 13th and 20th. Good Night's Comedy Club rundown for December. 7th through the 9th, it's Joe Zimmerman. December 13th through the 16th, John Reap. 21st through the 23rd, Andy Woodhull. December 28th through the 31st, John Heffron. And as always, got to be careful about the kind of material. These shows are 18+. Okay, Garner Performing Arts Center is out with its schedule for 2017-18 season of Broadway Voices. Saturday, January 13th, it's Lauren Kennedy. She's making her first appearance in Broadway Voices, but has been a series friend for many years. She is a producing artistic director of Theatre Raleigh and has played some of the most iconic roles on Broadway. Saturday, April 7th, it's Three Phantoms in Concert. Craig Shulman's Three Phantoms in Concert has played in many of the country's grandest theaters. Last fall, Shulman brought the concert to Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium for a fundraiser for flood victims to raise more than $50,000. Shulman, who has been the Phantom in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera, Jean Valjean in Les Miserables, and the Jekyll Hyde in Jekyll in Hyde, and will be accompanied by two other performers who have been the Phantom of Broadway. Also at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, December 15th, Shauna Tucker Dinner Show. The dinner is at 7. The show starts at 8. Then Saturday, January 6th, Bullies in the Church, presented by Sister Louise's Brunch House Theater. The event starts at 5. All right, we're going to the Carolina Theater. Check out their rundown. All programs at Carolina Theater start at 8, again, unless noted. This is on West Morgan Street in Durham. Saturday, December 9th, it's the Nutcracker. Okay, the Nutcracker. And I tried to combine that with Triangle Youth Ballet. That's where you heard Nutcracker, Crangle. Okay, the Nutcracker Triangle Youth Ballet will perform Tchaikovsky's classic 125-year-old Russian ballet, The Nutcracker, Act Two, with 20 dancers accompanied by an orchestra combined of 10 musicians. Tickets are $18.13 and $31.03. Performances at 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, December 13 and 14, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Celebrate this Christmas with the experience taking North America by storm. Marking the 25th anniversary tour, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker features over-the-top production and world-class Russian artists, larger-than-life puppets, nesting dolls, and gloriously handcrafted costumes that bring the Christmas spirit to life. Tickets start at $28, and there are platinum and gold VIP packages available as well. Then moving on, Sunday, December 17th, it's Rhett and Link, Tour of Mythicality at Carolina Theater. These best friends since the first grade are a comedic duo known for hosting the most-watched daily show on the Internet, Good Mythical Morning. Their narrative series, Rhett and Link's Buddy System, the award-winning weekly podcast Ear Biscuits, as well as their wildly popular comedic songs, sketches, and viral low-budget local commercials. Tickets are $35. VIP tickets are $153. Thursday, January 11th at Carolina Theater, it is country musician Travis Tritt. For more than 25 years, More than 25 years after Travis launched his music career, the Grammy Award-winning artist continues to sell out shows and stay true and relevant to country music fans across the globe. Tickets are $44.50 and $59.50. Sunday, January 14th, 20th Century Masters Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Concert starts at 3. The tickets are $30. And next up, we're going to take a look at the listing for Audio Describe performances. There are not many to finish out the year. Audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, and movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Sunday, December 10th, it's Cinderella. This is at Raleigh Little Theater. It's a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Curtain goes up at 5. Sunday, December 17th, Black Nativity. This is at Justice Theater Project, Stewart Theater at NC State University. It is at 3 o'clock. Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All righty. Country music power couple Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are coming back to Raleigh's PNC Arena in 2018 for the first time in more than a decade. The date is June 22nd. The couple's first joint new album, The Rest of Our Life, is out now, and each ticket purchase includes a copy of that album. McGraw has played Raleigh on his own in recent years, including 2010 and 2014 at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. The last time he and Hill performed here together was in 2006, when the arena was called the RBC Center. Their tour recently played Greensboro and has been one of the highest grossing events of the year, according to Pollstar. Again, that's Tim McGraw and Faith Hill at Raleigh's PNC Arena in 2018, and that is June 22nd. Of course, that's the Soul to Soul tour. Coming up again, the time is June 22nd, and they've got the new album out, The Rest of Our Life, and that's going to wrap it up for this week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.